Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The entire U.S. West Coast and Alaska's southern shoreline is under a tsunami advisory after a massive underwater volcano erupted in the Pacific Ocean. NPR's Becky Sullivan has the latest.
Authorities in western states cleared beaches and evacuated marinas early Saturday in preparation for the tsunami surge to arrive all the way from the mid-Pacific. The tsunami advisory said strong currents and waves were likely and urged people to stay away from water, but significant inundation was not expected. The advisory was in place for all of the U.S. states that touch the Pacific Ocean. Waves of a foot or two in height were reported in Hawaii, Alaska, and California. The surge was enough to cause some minor flooding. In Hawaii, the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said no damage was reported. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.
Beginning today, anyone with private health insurance can get at-home, over-the-counter coronavirus tests for free without prior authorization. A new study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finds that minorities with COVID-19 may be less likely to receive early treatment, NPR's Ping Huang reports.
The treatment is monoclonal antibodies, and they help high-risk patients fight off COVID early in the disease. The study found that COVID patients of color were less likely to get them. The monoclonal treatment gap was biggest for Hispanic patients, who got the treatment 58% less often than white patients. Rates for patients who were Black, Asian, and other races also lagged. The researchers say the disparities may reflect differences in access to testing and healthcare, patients not knowing about these treatments, or bias from doctors. The study, published in the CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly, looked at data through August. More early treatments are now available, including pills that patients can take at home. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Britain's foreign minister says Russia is waging a disinformation campaign to destabilize Ukraine and justify an invasion. This week's talks between Moscow and the West to defuse the crisis ended inconclusively. The National Weather Service says a complicated winter storm will hit many parts of the eastern half of the U.S. Meteorologist Richard Otto says it's already bearing down on parts of the Midwest.
Currently, the storm system is over the lower and middle Mississippi valleys. It's going to be moving toward the east during the day today. Snow on the north side affecting places as far south as Little Rock, Arkansas, Memphis, Tennessee.
The system is expected to bring freezing rain to parts of the Carolinas that could leave as much as a half inch of ice and cause residents there significant power outages and travel disruptions. This is NPR. A fire near a chemical plant in Passaic, New Jersey, is mostly out after burning all night and into this morning. It burned through several buildings housing plastics and chlorine, but no serious injuries are reported. In Canada, new COVID measures go into effect today for non-Canadian cross-border truckers. And Dan Karpinchuk has details from Toronto.
Canadian truckers who cannot show proof of vaccination will have to face PCR testing and a possible quarantine. Non-Canadian truckers who are unvaccinated or only partially vaccinated will be turned back at the border. The trucking industry has been critical of the move, saying it could take 10% of the drivers out of the system, more than 12,000, and have a disastrous impact on Canada's supply chain, leading to delays, shortages, and higher prices. The president of the Canadian Trucking Alliance, Stephen Laskowski, says there isn't one aspect of the supply chain that won't be impacted by the measure. Other industry leaders have urged Ottawa and Washington to reconsider. The U.S. is expected to bring in a similar requirement next weekend. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Tennis star Novak Djokovic is detained in a hotel in Melbourne, Australia, waiting for a hearing tomorrow on whether he should be deported for being unvaccinated against COVID-19. Djokovic is hoping to play in the Australian Open this week. Rival Rafael Nadal, who is vaccinated, weighed in on the controversy, saying no one player is more important than the event. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.